Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's the thing that you walk by in your house all the time? You know you should move it, fix it, put it where it belongs, whatever, pick it up off the floor, whatever it is, but you don't for a variety of reasons. It stays there for hours, days, weeks, months.
Yeah.
Sometimes yours.
I know. I have this bin in my upstairs hallway, and it's Katie's stuff that she brought home from UMass when she moved out of her off-campus house. And it's just a collection of random stuff, towels and stuff that she had up on her walls.
When did she? Last May.
Okay.
Okay. I was just curious.
And it's been there.
Yeah. 8 months, but who's doing the math? 8 months, we have been having a standoff because I'm not sure what's in it, what she needs, what she doesn't need. And I keep thinking I'll just throw it in the basement because obviously in the last 8 months, if she didn't need anything in it. Right. She doesn't need any of it.
I have made that mistake, taking that course of action. It does not accrue to your benefit to move it or put it somewhere because you think they don't know.
Right.
Same thing. I've got kids and they're in and out and their stuff is everywhere and it's where it's not supposed to be. And I'll say, hey, and I'll start with, hey, can you move that? I wonder if you wouldn't mind considering moving that. And it goes, but if I move it, forget it.
And you moved their stuff.
Right.
And what did you do with my stuff?
Right.
And why can't I find my stuff?
Suddenly they knew exactly where it was and they needed that moment.
Oh my God. We're
talking about putting stuff on the stairs. That's not, you put stuff, because I would do this, put something on the stairs thinking, well, they've got to walk over this thing and buy this. I know, they'll pick it up and put it away because they'll see it on the stairs.
No.
Doesn't happen that way either.
No, I'll put it right eye level in the middle of the stair so that they have to physically move it to get up the stairs and they just walk over it.
Kendra, I feel like there's still time for you. Your kids are younger. Maybe you can train them. I don't know. Do you have the same thing going on in your house?
My kids, my husband, we'll just add everybody to that list. There's a sock that has been sitting underneath my hamper. I don't know if it's clean or dirty. I don't know if it dropped or somebody just took it off and left it there, but it has been there for about 2 weeks. It's a pink sock. I think it's my daughter's sock, and it's just been sitting under the hamper. It's just there. Like, pick it up. Why won't I just can't do it. I just walk by it every day.
Did you point it out to her and say, hey, Emma, can you grab that? You know, I noticed there's something like that.
Yeah, I said, oh, I think your sock's in my room.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. And walks the other way.
How long would you say it's been there?
Easily 3 weeks. Yeah. Easily 3 weeks. And I don't even know that it's necessarily dirty. I just cannot bend over and pick it up.
Yeah,
I just can't do it.
I
don't know what's wrong with me.
I think you got to pick it up because I think here's what I think.
It's giving David Hives thinking about it.
Well, this stuff tends to get to me more than it gets to my... whoever stuff it is.
The point is, right.
Yeah, right. It's, she's never going to pick that sock up.
You're
and
right.
She's laughing at you that it bothers you.
She doesn't care.
So you just pick it up, put it away, and it's over. That's the thing. These things are easily remedied. You know, that when you finally do move that bin or pick the sock up or whatever it is, you're like, wow, I feel so much better.
I know.
Yeah.
I
and why didn't I do this earlier? And you're right. I think it tortures us more than the person that we're trying to get to do something.
Well, because you're not. Again, my opinion, you're not teaching anybody anything.
Right.
I think you think you're trying to make
crazy.
It some kind of teachable moment, and they're not getting that at all.
They don't care.
Put it away, and you don't have to look at it. And at some point, they'll figure it out. I mean, we did. I'm sure I was that kid when I was 17 years old, or nine or whatever. I never put my stuff away. At some point, you figure it out.
She's going to be 35. The sock won't fit her anymore, and it'll still be on my floor under the hamper.